Okay, good afternoon, everybody. The following question came up yesterday. Someone told me, a young rabbi, an outstanding young rabbi, told me that he's involved, I happen to know that he's involved in a lot of chesed activities, and he helps a lot of almanos and grushas and things like that. And he got a phone call from a woman saying, I need a letter that certifies that I wear a shetel and that I wear sleeves that are long enough to cover my elbow and skirts that are long enough to cover my knee. And he said, that's not a normal thing for a rabbi to get a request like that from a 45-year-old woman. What's that about? And she said, well, there's this organization that helps out almanos and grushos and gives food for Shabbos and things like that. But they stopped giving to people from our community unless they're able to produce a letter that they have that they wear a shetel and that they cover their elbows, etc. So he said, that sounds like a strange policy because, you know, they still need to eat. So he called up the people who run the organization and he said, what's the story? And they said, it's enough now, Alach and Shulchan Aruch. What are you talking about? So he said, where's Alach and Shulchan Aruch? What do you mean? They said, it's Yaradeus, Mirishan and Aleph, Sif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch writes, Mishu Avari, and this is what it actually says in Shulchan Aruch, Mishu Avaryan B'mezid al Achas Mikol Mitzvos Amurus B'Torah V'lo Asa Tshuva. If a person violates any of the mitzvos in the Torah and they B'mezid, they know that they're doing something wrong and they do not do Tshuva, Eino Chayiv L'Hachiyoso V'lo L'Halvoso. It's Halach and Hilchos Tzedakah, that you don't need to lend them money, you don't need to provide for them. And then the Ramah just adds, but by the way, Mefarnes Aniyah of the Chavim Aniyah Yisrael Menei Darkei Shalom. But you do give Tzedakah to Goyim together with Aniyah Yisrael as a way of preserving Darkei Shalom. So they said, but it's Beferish right there in Shulchan Aruch that someone who violates Naver B'mezid, you mean to tell me that these women never heard of covering their hair? Half the community covers their hair. Most, more than half the community covers their hair. They must know that there's such a din of covering their hair. So the rabbi said, well, you know, Grusha, it's not so posh, it's not the same din. Ramesha, and if there's a major hafsid of this or that, they said, nah, Ramesha never really said that. It's not what he meant, and it's not, you know, it's for sure Aser, and therefore we have this this policy. So the rabbi wanted to know, is there any answer to this, what it says here in Shulchan Aruch? So it always helps to take a step back and look at where it comes from. What is what's the Shulchan Aruch talking about? Where does such a halacha originate from? So the Tur in Siman Reish and Aleph writes, Kol haposhit yadav litol nosana afilu goy shemefarnes me'aniyah goyim im aniyah Yisrael mishum darkei shalom. Anyone who asks for a tzedakah, you should give them, even a non-Jew, because we are mefarnes non-Jews together with the Jewish people. The Shach writes on the Shulchan Aruch, lav dafka im aniyah Yisrael, even it doesn't have to be, it's a group of people, some Jewish, some not, that come to collect, even if it's just a nachri that comes to collect on his own, mefarnes mipnei darkei shalom, we would still give mipnei darkei Shalom. So the Torah then writes, Kosova Rabbeinu Eliezer, Anya over Achas al Achas Mikol Mitzvos Hamurus Bitora, Eino Bechal, Chechi Chaymach, Vein Chayav and Litin Lotzadaka, Achayedu Shashav Bechuva, Vechenim a Meshumad Afilu Lutayavon. That if a person is a Meshumad Lutayavon, or a person violates any of the Averis in the Torah, whether it be Lahachis or whether it be Lutayavon, and they don't do Chuva, and they know that they're violating an Avera, then you're not Mitzuva Lahachiyoso. Says the Beis Yosef, where does this come from? So he quotes a smug, that Omer Re'im, Shimam, Ahaya, Varyan Bemez Bachas, we call it Mitzvah Samurus Bitor, the same lashon, and also if he does b'mezid, there's a gemara in Maseches Gittin, Masha Mashma Perka Shaleach, Sher Rabbi Ami Hayerotza Liftos Mumar Ochel Nevels L'Teyavon, that Rabbi Ami was willing to be poda from captivity, a Mumar Ochel Nevels L'Teyavon. How is that okay? Lifnim Mishur Sedin Ayaosa. That was not required. That was something that he did. Lifnim Mishur Sedin. So right away you see that there's no problem in being Mefarnes. You're allowed to be. You're supposed to be Mefarnes Aniyah of the Chavim even Im Aniyah Yisrael Mnei Darkei Shalom. And in the very source of a Mumar L'Teyavon, it's very clear that it's not a problem. That it's a Lifnim Mishur Sedin and a nice thing to do to be Mefarnes Avaryanim B'mezid. The Shach in Siv Katan Aleph on that Shulchan Aruch writes, what is an avaryan? Lashon avaryan mashmashu ragil la'avor. V'chein b'lashon atur v'smak v'mumar l'teyavon. That the term avaryan over here is the equivalent of mumar l'teyavon. So mumar l'teyavon means a person does an avero all the time, not that they happen to have slipped once and did an avero, or every once in a while the Yetzirah gets the best of them. They do this avero all the time. They're a repeat offender, and they know that it's wrong, but they have a yitzhar to do this, and they do it all the time. So whatever the hagdara of a mumar l'teyavon is, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to explain over here. So now that begs the question, if someone doesn't dress in the most tsanua way, if a divorced woman or an almana does not cover her hair, does not wear sleeves that cover her elbows or whatever your geder of tsanius is, would you call that a mumar l'teyavon? So maybe we can look for a different context. Let's say you wanted to be megayer somebody. A person came to be megayer and they said that I accept all the mitzvahs in the Torah except for kashrus. I really enjoy eating basar b'chalav, so that I accept it as a mitzvah. I just plan on violating it forever. So are you allowed to be megayer such a person? So certainly not. You cannot be a megayer a mumar l'teyavon. But what if a person says, I'm going to dress the same way all my neighbors dress? Well, my frum, Orthodox, Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Kashrus neighbors dress. So we would recommend doing better and always working on improving yourself and doing. But yeah, it's not probably not going to hold up the gerus if the entire neighborhood. Rav Shechter, often points out that that's the standard in gerus has to be whatever the standards of the Orthodox. He has a funny way to say it that I'm not going to say right now. But there's that the whatever the standards of the local Orthodox community are. So that's the standard that you would accept. So with that, you would not call that a mumar l'teyavon if a person is living up. I would think you would not call that a mumar l'teyavon if a person is living up to the standards of the community. I happen to have saw in the Badei HaShulchan yesterday, Badei HaShulchan is a volume on Hilchas Tzedakah where he says anyway, the Avos Chesed, Chafetz Chaim writes in Avos Chesed that he thinks Rov Rishonim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch here, and that we should pass like Rov Rishonim against the Shulchan Aruch, and that there's a full mitzvah, even for a mumar l'teyavon, just not for a mumar l'hachas, that it's a full mitzvah to give tzedakah. So far, two flaws in the argument to not give over here. Three flaws, right? Number one is that we're even mefarnes aniyah of the chav mamish in the same sif. So to say that you're going to choose not to be mefarnes Jewish people who are shomrei Shabbos and Kashrus and just about everything else. So that's a little bit difficult. Second of all, to be magadir someone like that as a mumar l'teyavon is a very, very big stretch of the category of mumar l'teyavon. Third, even if it were a mumar l'teyavon, the Avos Chesed writes that we would be mefarnes a mumar l'teyavon. I would just add that if you want to measure every single avera that a person does, even on a regular basis, right? So there maybe should be a questionnaire around your Shabbos table with what frequency is lashon hara set around the Shabbos table. So you probably spent a lot of time in your childhood learning about the evils of lashon hara, and nevertheless, people sometimes speak lashon hara because people are not everybody's perfect in their religious observance, and we're all growing, we're all trying. Now, having said all that, there definitely is a din of kedima in Shulchan Aruch for tzaddikim over lesser tzaddikim, right? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Tes that hoyu lefan of aniyim harbe, if there are a lot of aniyim, ve'ein bekis lefarnes olechasos oliftos es kulam, and you don't have enough to support everybody, meaning you have limited funds. Now, certainly, if you have enough funds to support everybody, so then you should support everybody. But if you have limited funds, makdim akoin lelevi, v'alevi liyisrael, v'yisrael lechalol, v'achol leshtuki, v'ashtuki lasufi, v'asufi lemamzer, v'amamzer lenasin, v'anasin leger, v'ager levin meshuchar. There's a whole hierarchy in yichus in terms of who you support. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, b'med var mamurim, b'zman sheim shavim b'chachma. That's if everybody's an equal talmud chacham. Aval im haya mamzer talmud chacham, akoin gadol am aretz, mamzer talmud chacham kodem. That a mamzer talmud chacham comes before akoin gadol am aretz. This is a mission horia. So filu chacham l'chasu, l'ksus v'am aretz l'hachios. Ve'eshes chaver k'chaver, and eshes chaver has the same din as a chaver, v'kala gadol b'chachma, kodem l'chaveru. So the greater talmud chacham should come first. V'im haya echad me'am rabo o aviv, aval b'sheshem gadol me'am b'chachma, rabo o aviv shu talmud chacham, kodem l'zeshu gadol l'menu. That if it's your own father, your own Rebbe, even if they're the lesser Talmud Chacham, they would come first. Rav Kook has a tshuva. Rav Daniel Feldman quotes in the Sefer, where he points out that it's very, very difficult to evaluate nowadays who is a greater tzaddik, who is the lesser tzaddik. Generally speaking, when you give tzedakah within the frum community, you assume that everybody's a tzaddik, and you give as best as you can within the community. So that's all I got to say. Okay, everyone have a great day.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.